If you work in IT, or frankly, if you're a marketer trying to get seen in 2024, you've probably felt it. It's the sense that the ground isn't just shifting under your feet. It's like a full-on geological event. We're talking, of course, about generative AI search, and our sources are all saying the same thing. This is probably the most dramatic transformation in how we find information since, what, Google's big algorithm updates a decade ago? It's a total game changer for IT marketing. So for this deep dive, we've gathered a whole stack of material articles, research papers, you name it all, dissecting how AI search engines like ChatGPT, Perplexity, and these newer specialized tools like SearchGPT are forcing a massive pivot. It's no longer about keyword density. It's about demonstrating real, provable expertise. Our mission today is simple, to give you the concrete strategies you need to win in a world where an AI is doing the first round of research for your customers.
And the main thing you really have to get your head around is that searching itself has fundamentally changed. You know, in the old days, you'd ask a question and Google would just hand you 10 blue links. It's basically saying, here, you go figure it out.
Right. Good luck.
Exactly. But now, the AI model synthesizes information from all those sources. It just gives you a direct conversational answer. It's context aware.
It's like the difference between a library catalog and a research assistant. Before, you got a list of books based on a keyword. You still had to go read them all. Now it's like you have this incredibly smart assistant who's already read everything and just hands you a memo with the key takeaways, tailored just for you.
And that efficiency is the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask, what managed IT services does my Orange County business need? The AI isn't just looking for a page with that title. No, it's building a comprehensive answer.
Mm.
It's looking at company size, industry location, and it's only pulling from sources that have shown deep, genuine authority on those very specific topics.
Okay, so let's really unpack that. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of how these two systems even look at content. What was the old way versus the new gold standard?
The contrast is, it's pretty stark. Traditional search was so focused on things you could easily count, you know, keyword density, how many backlinks you had, domain authority, page speed. They were just signals for indexing, really.
Easy to measure, easy to game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But AI search, it's using sophisticated natural language processing, so it's operating on a much deeper level. It's aiming for semantic understanding.
So the actual meaning of the content.
The true meaning, the context.
Right.
It prioritizes what's called entity recognition. It's identifying things like your company name, Technegian, or a service, managed IT services, or even a place, Microsoft Azure, and then it maps the relationships between them. It's looking for undeniable signals of expertise.
So let me ask you this. If I'm an IT provider and I've got a great blog, why do I really need to care about semantic understanding? Does this mean I have to go rewrite 10 years of content?
You have to care, because this is where the entire competitive advantage just flips on its head. If your content is just shallow, keyword-stuffed fluff, the AI sees it as noise. It gets ignored. You become invisible in that synthesis process.
Yeah.
So when a user asks something complex, like, how do I protect my business from a zero-day ransomware attack? Mm-hmm. The AI is going to reward the businesses whose content is technically accurate. That shows they know the how and the why of solving the problem, not just that they sell a solution.
And this isn't some future trend. The adoption rate here is just staggering. I mean, the sources point out that ChatGPT was the fastest growing consumer app in history. The traffic coming from these platforms when a company gets cited isn't just high volume, it's incredibly high quality. These are people showing up already educated on the topic. So let's get practical. How do we actually structure our content for these AI models? I assume strategy one is about being more conversational.
Exactly right. The models are trained on conversations. So if your titles, your headings, your content structure directly answers natural language questions, the AI sees that as high value. You have to pivot away from those old, clunky, keyword-focused titles like, you know, best managed IT support company in Orange County.
So instead of that, you'd shift to something more like, how managed IT services protect Orange County businesses from cyber threats? A complete guide. That title itself signals to the AI that what follows is a direct answer to a real question.
That's it. And that leads right into strategy number two, which is maybe the most important. You have to demonstrate deep technical expertise. The AI is, let's say it's highly skeptical of thin content. If you want to be cited, you need technical accuracy, specific implementation details. Don't just say you offer backups. Explain how a specific solution is deployed. It loves real-world examples and it rewards complexity. If you acknowledge edge cases, nuanced situations, basically if you sound like a real expert who knows this stuff is hard, you pass the test.
Okay, but wait. If I'm a smaller IT provider, creating that level of deep, comprehensive content, that sounds expensive. That's a heavy lift. How do I even compete?
That's a great question, and it ties directly into the third strategy, specialization. and what our sources call the SearchGPT advantage. You don't have to be an expert on everything. A tool like SearchGPT can understand industry, company size, and geography all at once. The AI isn't looking for the biggest company. It's looking for the most relevant one.
So if someone asks for IT support for a 50-person architecture firm in Orange County, the AI is going to look for content about, say, secure file sharing for large design files or CAD software support.
This is where you focus your content budget. You create these specialized content clusters. Instead of general IT support, you write high-pay compliant IT infrastructure, a guide for Southern California clinics,
or secure document management for legal practices.
Exactly. By being the absolute authority in that niche, you become indispensable to the AI's relationship map. And to really get how it builds that map, you have to look at the tech underneath it all, the natural language processing. The NLP engine, it doesn't just read words. It recognizes those entities, your company, your service, your location, and then it does relationship mapping. It connects that the entity Technegian provides the entity-managed IT services and serves the entity Orange County businesses. Your content is literally giving the AI a blueprint of who you are.
It feels like they move the goalposts on marketers every few years, but this time the goalposts are on fire. It's a huge culture change. Okay, let's talk about a specific platform that's really interesting here, Perplexity AI.
Because it's different, right? It doesn't just synthesize an answer and hide its work.
Exactly. Perplexity prioritizes transparency. It provides direct citations to its source material. It shows its work.
Which means if you're the source, you get the credit and the traffic. And that is a huge advantage for building authority. When you get cited in Perplexity, you're getting direct referral traffic from someone who is already deep into their research. Plus, it's this incredible third-party validation. The AI is essentially endorsing your expertise. And those citations can even boost your traditional SEO. It's a win-win-win.
A triple threat.
Yeah. So how do you get cited? First, you have to create definitive resource content. Don't just write a blog post. Write the comprehensive guide, a ransomware prevention checklist, 47 essential steps. Make it so good it's undeniable.
And I remember the sources stressing that Perplexity really cares about how recent the information is. So it's not a one and done thing.
Not at all. You need to publish fresh, timely information. Think about things like updates to California's data privacy laws or publishing detailed monthly threat intelligence reports. That signals to the AI that your authority is current. It's happening now.
And all this amazing content has to be built on a solid technical foundation. We're talking way beyond just fast page loads now. You have to get the technical structure right for AI accessibility. The forward-thinking companies are starting with semantic HTML, you know, clear H1s, H2s, H3s that create a logical map for the AI. But the secret sauce, really, is structured data markup, schema.
Right. Schema is the language you use to explicitly tell the AI what your content is about. It removes the guesswork. You can use, for instance, local business schema to define your service area as Orange County and list your key services. The AI immediately understands your relevance for local queries.
So let's put it all together. What's the roadmap? How does someone listening turn all this into an actual plan?
It has to be systematic. We're seeing three phases emerge. Phase one is a content audit and gap analysis.
Yeah.
You have to go through and be ruthless, find that old keyword stuff's thin content that the AI's got to penalize, and map out where you have gaps in content that addresses the user's journey.
Then phase two is the AI-optimized content creation. This is where you build those big foundational pieces, the comprehensive service guides, the industry-specific resources we were talking about, like for healthcare IT. And finally, phase three is that technical SEO piece for AI accessibility, optimizing core web vitals, clear internal linking, and especially implementing that local business schema to lock in your specialty and your location.
And once you're executing on those phases, you absolutely need new ways to measure success. The old KPI is just, they don't tell the whole story anymore. The number one new metric you have to track is direct AI search referral traffic. You need to be in your analytics looking for traffic coming directly from chat.openai.com or perplexity.ai. The really savvy companies are already setting up custom UTM tracking codes.
So you mean those little tags you add to a link?
Exactly. Something like .utm source iSearch and OpenEM ChatGPT. That lets your analytics program definitively isolate and measure that incredibly high-quality AI-referred traffic.
That one tip right there is immediately actionable.
Another one is brand mention frequency. You have to start testing the AI platforms yourself regularly. Ask localized questions about your services. Who provides cybersecurity for small businesses in California? Or best managed IT near Irvine? You need to track if you're mentioned, how prominently, and in what context.
And the bottom line metric, the one that really measures ROI, must be lead quality. How does that show up in the real world?
Well, the prospects who come from AI search are just so much more informed. They've already used the AI as their research assistant, so they're not calling to ask what's a firewall. They're calling to ask, given our three separate cloud environments, how would you handle federated identity management across them?
Mm.
And the sources show this leads to much shorter sales cycles and way higher conversion rates. The tire kicking is already done.
Okay, as we wrap up, let's hit on the big mistakes. What are the immediate traps marketers fall into when they try to make this pivot? Number one has to be trying to keyword stuff for the AI.
Oh, absolutely. The AI is specifically designed to detect and punish manipulation. They learned from the last decade of SEO. If you try to trick it with repetition, you will lose. It has to be about semantic accuracy, technical truth.
And the second mistake I see is sacrificing depth for breadth, thinking you need to write 50 shallow articles to cover everything.
Yes. The AI will ignore all 50 of those in favor of the one single, comprehensive, authoritative guide that proves you're a true expert. And if there is one single takeaway from all this, it's that AI search optimization is not a one-time project. It just isn't. The models are constantly evolving, user behavior is changing, and your competitors are catching on. This requires continuous updates, constant monitoring of those new KPIs, and a willingness to adapt.
That brings up a really critical question for the small and mid-sized IT companies listening. Can we actually compete with the huge national providers in this new world, especially with this need for deep content?
Yes, absolutely. And in many ways, this shift actually benefits the specialist. AI search favors deep expertise and strong local authority over just sheer company size. A smaller, focused IT firm that builds incredible content for a niche, say, law firms handling intellectual property in California, will get recommended by the AI over a generic national provider every single time. Specialization wins. Relevance wins.
That is a hugely encouraging place to finish. But before we go, let's look ahead. Because the future of this is already moving toward multimodal AI, where text is just one piece of the puzzle.
This is what you should be thinking about today to future-proof your business. How do you prepare for an AI that integrates a text query with image context, with voice search, with video analysis? It means you need to be creating video explainers of complex tech, developing visual diagrams. And something you can do today, right now, is start creating structured, descriptive alt text for every single image and diagram on your site. That's the simplest bridge between text and image context, and that's the next frontier.